A UW Extension study released this year found that as of 2011, only 2% of unused prescription and over-the-counter medications were safely taken in at one-day, permanent, or mail-back collection sites. The rest of the meds went into the trash, down the drain, or were stored indefinitely. The DNR board talked about the study yesterday. Board Chairman Preston Cole says the numbers are troubling.
We should be worried about that as to what it means to water quality on our rivers, lakes, and stream systems, and where is it winding up as it relates to our fisheries resource.
Cole is an administrator at the Milwaukee Department of Public Works and says the city is talking with law enforcement and others to try to give people more options for safe disposal of pharmaceuticals. DNR Medical Waste Coordinator Barb Bickford says the state has also given grants to 9 counties to try to boost their collection of unused drugs. But Bickford also says there may need to be less reliance on medication.
So that's a big cultural shift, changing our idea that drugs are the answer to any of our health problems.
In the meantime, Bickford says the DNR is also trying to get more coal-fired power plants or other Wisconsin firms to burn the unwanted pharmaceuticals. To lower the cost of trucking with law enforcement escort, the drugs to incinerators in other states. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.